Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Now, the best things in life are found in uncomfortable situations. I don't know how it is programmed, but that is how it is. If you want the best things in life, you need to find them in the most difficult and tough situations. Now, these situations, many of us don't want to get there, yet we still want the best things in life. So how do you get them if you don't want to go through those tough situations? Now, I titled this talk, God Hides Gold in Discomfort. Now, I grew up in a community where, you know, we're being told, your parents will tell you that you need to go to school, pass your exams, make sure you're first in class, because if you do so, your life is going to be beautiful. You're going to get a good job. You're going to get anything you want to buy. You're going to get married and all of that. Now, this was something that was being told to us in our society. Your parents, even if not your parents, people in the neighborhood will always tell you that. So as a young boy growing up, I took my studies seriously. I was good in class, sometimes first, sometimes second, third, with high hopes of becoming somebody great in future, right? Now, I completed senior high school, went to tertiary, completed school, hoping to get a good job to fulfill what the society told me, that my life is going to be beautiful after passing my exams. So completing school with good grades, I end up with no job. I end up unemployed. Now, hovering around the streets looking for jobs, I end up getting these kind of jobs that at the end of the month, you end up using your salaries as transportation back to work. Sometimes you need to borrow money to go back to work. And then when your salary comes, you have debt to pay. Now, this was troubling me. My family barely noticed me because I wasn't contributing to anything in the family. And so when there are leftover food, and then you go pick it up to eat because you're hungry, and you're not told to do so, that is the end of your life at home. So all these things were tough for me. Then one day, me and my friends, who I was way better than in class, met. We were having a church chat. And then one of them passed a comment to me that, hey, William, get a life. We are all moving. And this thing broke me down. Because it wasn't as if I was lazy. I was trying my best to get something to do, but that is life. I was just not fortunate. So my friends who were living the life had had a good job, bought their cars. For them, one of them to tell me this, that to get a life, really broke me down. So I took a personal decision to move away from the city, and I ended up living in the forest. Now, in the forest, no electricity, no good drinking water, drinking from a stream that looked green in color. Animals, every living thing drank from that same stream. And it was tough for me. It was sad. I have a beautiful home in the city, but I left it all and I went to live in the forest. Now, I tell you something. There is no Wi-Fi in the forest, but that is where you get the best connection. And I'm saying this because I found my purpose in the woods. In a week time, I realized that the chaos, what I was feeling in the city, everything is gone. I wasn't even thinking about not having a job. I didn't care. But there was peace inside of me. I felt so calm inside. I heard directly from God. And so one night I was praying in the forest in the night, asking God, God, is this going to be my life? Am I going to live here all my life? I want to hear your voice. And I heard a whisper, a female voice whisper in my ear that, William, go back to the city and start a business called The Errand Boy. Now I had the errand boy, no explanation to what I'm supposed to do, just the errand boy. And I tell you, messages that are divine, messages that come from the spirit, always come unclear unless you act on it. So I came back to the city, designed a logo with my name, Mr. Planche, and I placed the errand boy there, and I shared the post. Now, when I shared the post, a friend of mine calls me and says, "William, why the errand boy? The errand boy is so childish because you're a full grown man. Why don't you use the errand man?" To him, errand man was the best thing to use, but he didn't know what I have seen and heard during my stillness and prayers to God. I ignored him and I went on with the errand boy. And guess what? In 1 week, I get calls from high profile people in the community calling me that they saw my logo and they want me to run errands for them. Because I shared a post that if you're a busy scheduled person and you want somebody to pick up your kids from school, do the groceries for you, call on me, I'm the errand boy. And in 1 week, because I listened to myself, my inner, and the message that I heard from that tiny little voice in the forest, it worked out for me. Now, somewhere along the line, the business collapsed and then COVID set in. I woke up one day, my grandmom said, "William, you are way over 18 years old. You need to leave this house because I'm broke and I want to rent your room so I can make money for myself." But I thought it was a joke, only for me to step out, come back home, and my grandmom had packed all my stuff outside the gate that, "Hey, William, leave this house." And at that point, I felt my life had come to an end because I had nowhere to go. COVID, they said lockdown, nobody guest house. I had no job. And I went to get a wooden structure, a small wooden structure where I had to squeeze myself in there in order to get into the room. And I wake up every morning praying and crying because I felt my life had come to an end. But little did I know that this uncomfortable situation my grandmom pushed me into was going to be my breakthrough. And at that point, I was thinking of suicide, killing myself. And if I had done that, that would have been the worst mistake I've ever did in my life. Now, fast forward, one day I was praying and it pushed me to jump on LinkedIn. I jumped on LinkedIn and I shared a post, a picture of me in the forest while I was in the forest. It was a horrible picture. And I wrote there that sometimes we need to go through uncomfortable situations to find our purpose. Now, when I shared that post, one man from the United States saw my post and said, "William, I think you have a beautiful story. Let me introduce you to this group in the United States if you really want to share your story." I'm like, "Cool, I want to share my story." We had a meeting, a Zoom call, me and about 50 businessmen and women on a call. And I shared my story. They loved it, some were in tears. And at that point, I have an invisible mug. So the invisible mug is a black mug that I can place any image on it, but you don't get to see it unless I pour hot water in it. So I brought the invisible mug out, had my hot water, and told them that you know what? This is who we are. Human beings are black like this when you're not aware of the beautiful things you have inside of you. Unless you go through hot pain, unless you go through struggles and pain. So while I said that, I was pouring the hot water in. And then it started revealing the face of the CEO of that networking group. Now, when the face revealed, they freaked out and were like, "Wow, William. Wow, William." And I'm like, "Yeah, this is who we are." Now, if you have one of these mugs, it is going to serve as a reminder to you every morning when you're having your hot coffee that there's something special inside of you that needs to come out for the world to see. Boom. The next thing I saw myself doing was shipping these mugs from Ghana to the US. They started buying my mugs and I started making money. And that was the beginning of my breakthrough. I became a part of the networking group. And anytime they were talking, they talk about books. Books. "Oh, I read this book. It was good. Have you read this book?" One day I was praying again, and this same voice, this same female little tiny voice whispered in my ears again and said, "William, you have a story. Your whole life is a story. These people are always talking about books. Why don't you put your story in a book and sell it to them? And title the book, No Human is Useless. So I worked on a book, and today this book is 9 times international best-selling. I've been featured on the Times Square billboard. I have my global movement, No Human is Useless. I'm going to the UK to pick up awards based on depression because I use my story to empower people. I use my story to give people hope. I use my story, and I have pictures to everything I went through. I don't know why I was taking pictures. But today, I use these pictures. I go around schools, inspire people, and I give them hope. And anytime I do that, it brings me joy within. Now, the question is, what if I killed myself? What if I committed suicide? What if my grandmother didn't sack me from home? When my grandmother sacked me, we were calling her names. She's a witch. She doesn't want my progress. But hey, I tell you, always thank your enemies. Thank people who push you into uncomfortable situations because they pave the way for you. They pave the way to your breakthroughs. But you end up hating them. You end up fighting them. If my grandmom hadn't sacked me from home, I would still be living in my grandma's house till date. But when she sacked me and I moved out, that is when opportunities started opening for me. I did an amazing conference yesterday, big conference. And I had people flying in from the Switzerland, from Switzerland and UK coming to Ghana, all because of me. All because of me. And hundreds of people had hope yesterday, last night. The messages are too many. What if I took my life in that uncomfortable situation I found myself? I couldn't give people hope. I couldn't do what I did yesterday. And it's all because I gave myself just one more day in the tough times. All because I prayed to God. I never lost hope. Though it was painful, but what do you have to do? Nothing. So I asked myself this question: am I the only one going through this? The answer is no. Has anyone go through this before? Yes, I'm not the only one. And is this the first time something like this is happening to somebody in the whole world? No. So what do? I give myself just one more day to try it again. And it worked out for me. Through it all, I feel God always hide the good stuff in uncomfortable situations. Because even if it is cheap to get all the best things in life, we will never value them. We won't. We won't. If you have anything cheap, you have access to everything like that, you would not even respect it. I remember when I didn't have a phone and I got a new phone. I cherished this so much. I didn't want my daughter to even touch my phone. But now if I show you the phone, I can give it to her to play with it. And it's barely 1 month. So when you have things with ease, we don't value them. So tough times are good, and the gold is found in these uncomfortable situations. Many people have committed suicide when they were just an inch away from their breakthroughs and blessings. And it's because they couldn't give themselves one more day. It's sad, but I don't blame anybody. I don't blame people who committed suicide. I don't blame people who are not able to hold on. Because it's not easy. It is not easy. You don't fight chaos with chaos. When you go through such situation, you need calmness. You need to reconnect with yourself. The best of the answers comes from within. Now, last story I want to share is this. This year, January, I was busily looking for paid speaking gigs outside Ghana. And I knew people who could just snap their fingers and it would just happen for me. Now I speak to these people and everybody said, no, William, not this time, William. I can't help you, William. Rejections throughout. I went back to prayers, meditating, and then this same little female voice comes back again and says, William, you have a powerful story. If you want to speak on stage and then people are saying no, why don't you create your own event? Because if you create your own event, you're going to get a stage to yourself for as long as you want. And that is the beginning of the No Human Is Useless annual conference, which happened yesterday, that saved so many lives. Now, when I had this idea, I had no money. I had no money. I set up a crowdfunding platform. My friends outside were putting in $10, $5, the small monies. One day, and through it all, I was just fasting. I set 21 days to fast without food and water. So I wake up, no food, no water until it is 3 p.m. Now, I was there one day, and then $1,000 flashed into the account. I went to look for the person, sent him a message. Hi, sir. Thank you so much for blessing me with this, for supporting this movement. And guess what he said? William, don't say thank you. I had to do this because I can't see no human is useless and pass by. This is a great thing you're doing. If you need any kind of support, call on me, William. And guess what? People started supporting me, and I booked a 2,500-seater capacity auditorium yesterday and got this amazing conference that heals so many hearts. So, my people, the best things I really found in uncomfortable situation. Look at people, the great people in the Bible. Joseph, the lives of Joseph, the lives of David, even Jesus Christ. They all went through pain and struggles, all right, to be victorious. Joseph had to be sold by his brothers. And at that point, probably whoever was there would say, your brothers were mean, they were bad people, and all of that. But at the end of the day, it could be God's plan to allow people to do that so that he can lift you up and make you great. That is how God works. Because he hides the gold, he hides precious stuff in the most in the most uncomfortable situations so that not everybody can have access to it. Because some people cannot hold on to it. Some people cannot maintain it. And so it needs to be hidden. And so this stuff, when you go through it, that is not a point for you to commit suicide. That is not a point for you to commit suicide. That is where you need to give yourself that strength. You need to hold on. You need to pray to God for strength. And God is the giver of strength. Because when you take your life, you end it all. You might be the one to be saving millions of people. Why do you take your life? Why do you commit suicide? Why would you do that? We all want these best things in life, but we are just not willing to go through what it takes to get all these amazing stuff. If you don't want to go through that, then you don't have to wish for good stuff. You don't have to wish for the best things in life. You don't. Because you're not willing to pay the price for it. Nothing is free. All right? Nothing is free. Many people have had so many rejections, and then it has been so I always tell people, yesterday I was saying that on stage, that when you get a no for an answer, when you get rejections, it means that God has something bigger and better for you. So you don't even deserve those ones that people are saying no to. That is what it means. That is what it means. So my people, suicide is never, I'm not talking about suicide today, but I need to put it in there because these tough situations makes people do the unthinkable, makes people do the things that end up breaking more hearts and giving people more pain. So don't fight chaos with chaos. It never works. We fight chaos with calmness. All right. So this is my message to everybody. And these are my last words, that the best things in life are found in uncomfortable situations. God hides the gold in discomfort. Don't kill yourself. There's something better in you that the world needs to benefit from. There's something special God has given to you to give to the world. Because, like they say, so many sperms are in the inside man, but during an intercourse, only one gets to penetrate. So out of that millions of people, you were the one to come out. It means you came here on purpose. You came here on purpose. It means that out of all these millions of people, God has decided to sign a partnership deal with you. And that is amazing to have a partnership deal with God to tell you that come to this world, come and do this for me. And I'm also going to do this for you. You are special. You are very special. So I beg you, tough situation is always going to come. They are always going to come. It's never ending. Depression has no cure. Depression is never ending. When you overcome one, another one is going to come in different phases. You have to get a prepared mindset to also create a defensive mechanism to face it when it comes. So depression is always going to stay with us. It's never going anywhere. It has no cure. So it's always going to come. But when it comes, don't let it allow you to go commit suicide, to kill yourself. When depression comes to you, it means that there's some gold in there that you need to fish out. Beautiful people, like I said, the best things in life are found in uncomfortable situations. The gold, I mean, God hides the gold in discomforts. Thank you very much. My name is William Plange from Ghana.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.